Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 22.
Same age as me.
Shut up.
Oh.
All the twos. All the fucking twos.
This is going to be a fun couple of hours.
I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm joined by gobshite David Reese.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Cameron Green.
Hiya.
Hey! Have you seen him?
Mincing round town. Crying in an England town. Yeah. And Tom Looney.
Looney. Cheers.
David Reese.
Yep.
You went back home to Kent.
Yep.
For the weekend.
Yep.
How was that?
Yeah, it was Christy, you know. I went on the train with James Almyrod.
Yeah. For your sins.
I know, yeah. Great friend of the podcast. We was gonna get drunk on the way down, but we didn't want to overdo it, you know. It was 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we'd done a line of coke and
and I wasn't invited.
No, so we went and we sat next to Kelvin Phillips's family on the train down.
So they told you.
Yeah, well, they had like these wristbands on that was like, we went to every single game. Only had two wristbands on. There's more games than two, isn't there?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah? I mean, it was like, yeah, his brother's up there with his mum. Don't know what's happened.
Did
to
you
his
ask?
Dad. No, I was just jail, like, how it? Do we.
Did they all have dreadlocks?
No. Well, they had brown eyes, so something was going on. And we was next to, and then some other lads come sat next to us, and they was on the Wembley.
There's only two seats. How many people are sat next?
No, there's like four. We was on the four one, you know, with the table there. Yeah,
social distancing.
David Beckham and Prince Harry were there.
Old George was playing up and down on the thing.
Yeah.
The track. No, he weren't.
He'd be dead.
But it was good laugh. It was good fun. Went down there, saw the family. It was good. Everyone got pissed. It was good night. It was good night.
What was Ormrod like with your family?
Very good. I got very drunk very quick.
Like, yeah, he was nervous, I guess. Then.
Yeah. Very nervous. Apparently, my mum scares him.
Really?
Supposedly.
Je m'appelle Poupou, licky licky.
As soon as he walks in, everyone started booing him. She's like, oh, you smell of garlic, you bastard. Well. But no, we liked him, really.
Did you cry?
I did. I had tears in my eyes.
I knew you would.
No. Did you not get upset?
Mate, I was devastated.
Fuck?
Did you, Tom?
No.
I had tears in my eyes in the pre-match build-up. When Calvin Phillips was on about Granny Val, I was like...
Honest to God, all of us in that bar stood up when the thingy song started going.
The national anthem.
Yeah.
So did I in my nan's living room.
Did
Ormrod stand up?
No, he didn't. No, I think he did. Everyone was glaring at him like, get up now, you bastard. They weren't really. But no.
They were, weren't they?
They were. Had him at the scruff of the neck like that, little you will
play Daft Punk, and he had his top off with a baguette.
Yes.
Tom, what have you been up to, you bonkers bitch?
It's a great question, Steve.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Not much. The football obviously came to a climax the other day. We watched it together.
You did climax, didn't you?
Yes. Went out afterwards to enjoy some of the scenes. Lots of people on bus stops outside the spa. There was about 20 people on the bus stop.
That's a hell.
Throwing cones
on
around
the roof.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Police just watching. So that was good. A lot of COVID around me at the minute. I'm all right.
Not us.
Yeah, not us.
I got tested yesterday.
Yeah. Can you put the thing down your throat proper? Like, without
it
gagging. Jenna's like trying to do it. She's like, put your tongue down. I was like, I actually can't. This is my ultimate tongue reflex.
So what you're saying is you've not been doing the tests properly.
No, I think so. It's one of those. She just shoves it in there. Yeah. Like that all the time. It's,
that looks like
it's
a knife.
And wax out my nose. I was like,
Dude, I don't think that's against you. Just think it's what you have to do, mate.
But we're all clean, and that's
the main thing.
Not
so clean. Cameron, what have you been up to?
Well, there's been an outbreak in my house, so I've been forced to play the littlest hobo in Prescott, and me and Annabelle had to go and stay in a hotel in Manchester over the weekend. looks a very opulent, beautiful place. But I was telling these the clientele. Is not that I'm against anyone, but the clientele didn't really match with the opulent vibe.
It wasn't so, Sasha's, was it?
The Britannia.
Oh,
there are two hotels to avoid in Manchester.
It's a clean hotel, but on the way in, we had loads of bags because I brought all Annabelle's presents. I got her a big rainbow coloured balloon of a poo emoji. So I was stood in the foyer like, can't wait to get rid of all these. These people come in with like pit bulls. And they're like, Johnny, help me, rags. They didn't work there. I don't suppose they were the guard dogs. But these pit bulls are like sniffing around my ankles. And I'm going, oh, God. No, it's all right. I'll take them up, don't worry. No, I'm all right, thanks. The next day, we've been out. I'm hungover. I feel awful. And Annabelle goes out to get a bit of lunch for us. And I decide I need a dump. I can't sugarcoat it. Went for a dump. It was one of those period episodes.
Yeah, water like wine.
After 5 minutes of this, the fire alarm goes off while I'm on the loo, and I think, Jesus, wept so hard.
It's not that bad, is it?
I'll pinch it off. I pinched it off and started to wipe. And it, as I told these, it was like filing down a brown crayon. It just wouldn't stop. Get up after a couple of minutes of this, chuck some kecks on, and I'm out in the hall. No sooner,
I'm by no means clean.
Sooner do I get out in the hall than the fire alarm stops, and I go, oh, fuck off! And then I hear, straight back in the room. By the day we leave, there's this police tape on one of the doors next to us. Oh, so I don't know what the bloody hell's
happened. That's quite common,
right?
Yeah, you get a lot of interesting characters in there.
Interesting characters, to say the least. But you could smoke in the room.
So oh, nice, yeah. Nice. There you go.
I had a great weekend. Yeah. So I've been at my nan's ever since. she looks after us.
Yeah.
All the time in the world to poo at my nan's house. She's downstairs with a fire extinguisher. You're nearly done! The smoke! Get out window! I'll be 5 minutes! That's me.
The phrase, pinching it out, ruined my day there.
Yeah, I know what you meant, though. Like,
you could be so
disgusting.
Poetic, but when it comes to talking about...
Well, how else am I supposed to say that? I tightened my sphincter. People have seen the videos. They're not going to believe that, are they?
You said you were gagging before. He's going to have that...
Christ. Keep hold of your thumbs, people. That's the trick.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
I've turned 26.
Whee!
Really happy. Really proud of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's feeling different.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's because I'm hungover, to be fair. And then last night I did a drunk podcast for Have a Word with Max. And I did Have a Word with Max. I don't know how he got so drunk, but around halfway through... He'd been in the bathroom for too long. I don't think he was, you know, pinching it off or whatever. I walk into the toilet, and it's a bit like a school toilet because it's in like a business park. Lying across the floor. No top on. The top just vanished.
Oh my God.
The t-shirt was nowhere to be seen. Underpants up to here. Just lying on the floor is Max.
Has he been attacked and given an atomic wedgie?
I'll have that job.
It was a school toilet, to be fair. Yeah. He acted in self-defense.
They stole my t-shirt.
Oh God.
We had to pick him up, and then he came in, and they went, just come in for like 90 seconds and you can go again. So he came in for 90 seconds and they sort of went, okay Max, you can go. And he went back off to the bathroom and was back on the floor. And then I got sent a picture from the taxi driver. Max in a field on all fours. I'll put it in now.
No.
That's him on the way home. Didn't get far, mate.
Oh my God.
He's, looks like the
he just he drinks until obliteration.
Jesus.
What's he doing?
I'm gonna Photoshop Calvin Klein onto that. Our new summer range.
Nah. That's brilliant.
Spring's never felt so good.
What was he drinking?
He was drinking vodka, and then he did a few shots. I thought I was drinking the same as him. It turned out he must have drank a lot more.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was obliterated.
And he can usually handle his drink a bit, can't
he? He's got a bit
a bit emotional, downing himself on the podcast of all things. Oh, I was like,
God.
Actually, not on. Oh, yeah, on that podcast as well. I think he'll be fine now.
Bless him.
Have you okay, Max? So,
yeah.
Good luck, Max. Best of luck.
Lots of love from all of us.
So my birthday is split into two nights. One was a Ring of Fire, one was a poker night. Ring of Fire was told to stop making any noise at around one, which was fun.
On a Saturday.
I carried there on the next day at the Britannia, of course. Yeah. Don't want the party to end.
Yeah, yeah.
Set the alarms off.
Yeah. There's no fucking poking going on there, love. At least you get a flushing poker. Fuck me.
That's very good. That's very good.
Ormrod was... He said he had to go at 11 because he had a 9 a.m. train.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He lives life on the edge.
10 hours to prepare.
He's always got to be somewhere. Yeah, he's never in the moment.
He's always busy. Yeah. Like, oh, I've got to phone my mum for 15 minutes. That's my day gone.
God. You know what I mean? What else?
Honestly, I have to blow this balloon up. Oh, it's just going to take up this whole dinner period.
Is he blowing up balloons?
I don't know. Maybe it's someone's birthday. Like,
my God, the imagination. Calm down.
Maybe he's just bought a horse. I don't know what you do with balloons.
Bought a horse?
So yeah, like a celebrate aerial
so
thing,
much going on.
My dad bought a horse, right? He bought a horse, right? But he only owns, right, basically the left leg of this horse.
Like a timeshare, right?
Yeah. Call it Chester. Maybe it's called something else, but his left leg is called Chester.
Does it race?
Yeah.
So how many people does he own this horse with?
Just a leg.
You'd imagine at least four.
Yeah, you'd exactly. Hope so. Four leg each.
The other horses go and Dave's dad picks it up at the straight starting line. Yeah! As far as it'll go.
No, in his luck, it'll be the one that gets put up, down.
I don't know why I keep betting on it every time I watch fucking horse races. That must be it.
With the fucking balloon around its neck.
Chester Reeves.
I've done the balloon.
It was all me.
Yeah, stick a balloon around it and it can beat Jeff Bezos to space. I'll piss it off.
Makes you liar. Don't worry.
At about 4 foot in the air when he's doing
it. We could chase it with a hand fan. Oh, the track. Come on.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What else? Oh, I went to the cinema. Nice. I have to save that great tale for IMAX because he collapsed in a field last night. Put the picture back in again, please. Whilst I was there, the trailer came on for Space Jam 2, whatever, with LeBron James. Mm. And the storyline is his son has been held hostage by whatever thing it is in Looney Tunes, and he has to win the game of basketball to get his son back. And it dawned on me, it's a bit like Taken with Liam Neeson, but
kids version.
Yeah, Looney Tunes have got his son.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. But instead of guns, it's a basketball. There you go.
There's the slogan.
It was such a dark ending to the game of basketball. Yeah, the son gets sold into sex slavery. That's all, folks.
There's no way LeBron James can lose that.
Oh, mate.
Dad! he sticks him in a crate, and on the way back he says acne on the crate.
No. I saw a load of people kicking off about this whole
Space Jam.
Yeah, because they haven't made the rabbit sexy.
Yeah,
no. Right. Who's the load of people? Was it in your family's bar by any chance?
We were all talking about it.
I wouldn't fuck that bunny anymore.
I ain't watching this shit. She ain't got her tits.
An effort to have me horse's leg now. Still good though.
Father like son, he's now flogging a dead horse. Mate, rabbits sexier, especially the cartoon ones.
A load of people saying this. Yeah, it's big petition shit going on.
No, I saw it on like Twitter and stuff.
But I did
saw it on one of my forums.
Did I write this?
Because in the original Space Jam, it was Lola Rabbit is very voluptuous.
Yeah,
really.
The new one, she's just not, and a lot of people saying make cartoon rabbits sexy. Yeah. A lot of American.
About
people.
Time.
Yeah.
This is real politics, people. Mm. I know you don't like it, but hey, we talk about the big issues here.
Mm. Well, someone's made a choice not to sell the big issue.
Yeah. It's a bit weird. Cartoon rabbit, though.
Yeah.
You ever seen Peter Rabbit? Not Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
We had a wank over that, didn't we, Dave?
I love the hedgehog in that.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, Miss Tiggy Winkle.
What was it?
You make my Winkle Tiggy or something. Fuck the fox, says it.
They should make people put their IDs on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, when they make an account, so then we can identify the people who are getting off to PG... in cartoons from the 90s, cartoons for children. That's my take on it. End racism, end the enjoyment of the internet for hentai lovers.
Have you seen next to the Marcus Rashford mural, the cam's just drawn a big bunny rabbit with tits?
We love you, Marcus.
Put a love heart on it. Hard fucker.
Love, not hate.
It didn't get the coverage that you deserve. They're rabid enough coverage. Joe's Valentine's special. I've seen it.
Is it?
It's good. It delivers.
Nice.
It delivers. He's in the bath. He's wearing his dressing gown.
In the bath.
Yeah, yeah. What, with water?
Yeah, he did a take without the dressing gown, and he said it couldn't
too
be
sexual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a big debate on Twitter about that. That's too sexy. he fell into the bath. It's good.
That's good.
It's good.
Okay, I like
I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to wait till someone paints it over the moor. I'll put it that way.
For you and for you only.
Next up,
firing through it.
Max's Euro Roundup.
Max's Euro Roundup.
Yes, it's Max's Euro Roundup. Max isn't here, so I'm going to pass over to his wacky mate, Tom. Do it like Max would.
So, football, Rob Green, yep. Sol Campbell.
The Euro Roundup is England lost.
Yeah.
What's your hot take from the tournament? I'll go to Cam first.
You can't argue. Italy probably deserved it. Mancini deserved it for better management throughout the tournament.
Yeah, we was just we'd done well in the first half, I thought. Just dropped it out after that. I got too comfortable, and then I agree. Italy deserved it more than we did.
Great scenes afterwards to fill us with pride.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
But to be fair, people said Italian fans were getting beaten up in the stadium. It was people that ran into the ground.
So I was listening to Talksport yesterday morning, and they were interviewing like anonymously some of the stewards from some different companies that were at different jobs during the ground, around the ground, and they were saying that there's easily 10,000, 15,000 more than and it was like coordinated throughout the gates. One person would tailgate in, open a gate, and about 300 would storm it in waves. So you'd get about 500, 600 through a gate.
Funny, the England team had such organisation.
So it surprised me.
Gotta take the positives. Always look on the bright side of life.
This is it.
Go on, why are they?
Positives.
What's your hot take on the bright side of life?
Jordan Pickford, great. Yeah.
Positive, tell you what,
amazing.
What I don't like is people going, he was saying no problem.
That was boss.
He was talking to the ref.
You know, he was talking to Jorginho. He was just going
whether it's to be on the line or not, and he's nodding, talking to him, and then he goes, no problem. He's not going, I'll see if there's no problem, because I'm off.
I thought it was a great save for Jorginho.
Really good save.
Because he had to stand up so late and wait. And
can't take any
outfoxed him.
In the final, he did everything he could.
Except, done well. Save free kicks easily.
You've said it now. You don't lose three headers in a row in the box.
Middle of the goal, wasn't it?
Of the goal. Thompson.
No, the free
right.
kick. Just central, wasn't it?
It's embarrassing, really. A really good tap.
Didn't have to save that.
Yeah.
Sad.
That's why they finished 10th. 30 million for that.
If I could go without
football brings the worst out of people.
I'd be gone.
Toxic men.
We've stood the tripods in front of the door, so Cal has to stay here.
Out of my way, Joe.
What's next?
Massive cop.
No trophy since 95.
Yeah, that would have been the first time a team I supported has ever won a trophy.
Aww.
Never seen a team as ever won a trophy.
We'll have a 100k plaque soon when YouTube gets in touch. There's a trophy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Thank you, Max, for your take.
Well done, Max.
Okay, this is a talking point that I've prepared. So, Conor McGregor broke his leg. Yeah.
Horrendous.
Sorry.
Rightly so.
Sorry for the spoilers.
Yep.
It's funny because he was saying he's going to take Dustin Poirier out on a stretcher. Not himself. I imagine the ambulance crew. And he ended up on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Funny, though, isn't it?
What are the chances? Like the reverse?
Yeah.
Like 50%, I suppose, isn't it?
But a lot of people are saying he's just an embarrassment now because he's sat in the ring going, Doctor Stoppage! Doctor Stoppage! And the doctor's, saying, I'll do my job, why don't you do yours, mate? And then he smacked him about.
Go on, kick me, I dare you.
It ain't my sport. Is he totally done now?
There's a lot of time in between things, isn't there? So of late, he's three fights now? That he's lost
more
in a row?
More than that. He lost to Mayweather. He's lost to Dustin Poirier twice. He's lost to Khabib.
Yeah,
lost to Nate Diaz. Then he won the next one. So my my question is, who's had a bigger fall from grace than Conor McGregor? He was in such high regard, and now he's a bit like, oh, you're an embarrassment.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She was a star.
There's an argument for Kevin Spacey. Colonel Gaddafi in there. Definitely.
Colonel Gaddafi.
I want to hear that argument.
And Dave, no, I want you to argue the opposite. Debate club.
Do you know who he is?
Nah, no. Is he the one with the hooks?
No, it's Abu Hamza.
Oh, right.
And he's only got one hook.
Oh, right.
Abu fucking Hamza.
Colonel Gaddafi was, he was a bit of a meme for years because he had loads of plastic surgery and he lived in a very hot country, so his face was like melting. And then he committed lots of awful atrocities. And,
not as funny as
he died in a tube.
Well, like a pole.
No, the train.
No, he was the train.
He was on Piccadilly Line.
He was hiding in a tube in the desert and he found him and he was like, no.
I shot him.
Didn't do any good.
He was that camp, was he?
No, don't do it, please.
They cut up his bum, didn't they? Or, you know, shouldn't be doing that.
I shouldn't be doing that.
Some of the hard takes.
Right, you might want to check that.
Cut up his bum. If it's not, then that's just you, Tom.
I really hope that's true.
He was actually killed by a bayonet stab to the anus.
Oh,
So what's it called when you do that?
Impalement?
Spiking.
It's not impalement.
Pegging.
For
fuck's sake. Fuck me.
Don't worry, Sarge, I pegged him good and proper. He's done now.
I know what it is.
Oh, it's not pegging, no. It's more of a strap on than a bayonet.
Yeah. I just thought it had the same meaning.
Jenna, do you want to get that kitchen knife and peg me?
Ringing the police. My girlfriend's pegged me.
Good for you.
Good for you.
That's brave.
Did you enjoy it? I was having a whale at times. She weren't. Anyway.
We have a new segment now on the podcast.
Ooh.
Reliable Source is taking a week off.
No.
It's got a week off.
Hey!
Wordplay. Fuck yourselves. This new segment is called I'll Drink to That. Irish. Not because they drink. I'm not racist. The drink this
they
week.
Do,
first ever drink. Ribena.
Ooh.
Refreshing.
Blackcurrant.
Treat.
Younger. When I was younger, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Refreshing's a great word.
Yeah.
That's treat.
Every now and then, I don't have it often, but when I do, it's nice a treat. It takes me back as well. It's nice. Yeah. I don't like the light one.
No.
It's sugar.
What's the one?
It's lacking.
What's the one you add water to? What's that all about? Is that
cordial?
Like, is that cordial? Is there one of them? There's one.
Again, mate.
Just been invented yet?
What are dragons doing, eh?
I got shit on, mate.
When your dad walks in with the horse's leg. How on this? Please, someone take it.
Chester is.
Sat there at Ribena headquarters thinking, why would we never get Gaddafi to market this? We really missed a trick.
Oh, mate, we do have fun.
Do you reckon Abu Hamza can pour a drink?
How would he itch his own arse?
That's like painfully, the same, yeah. I imagine.
He's got
pegs himself, doesn't he?
He's only got one. He's got one, hasn't he?
Yeah. Is it one?
It's only one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
two. Has he got two?
Yeah, because I've seen a thing where they put him as a coat hanger.
Oh, yeah, did he have his hands amputated? Is he?
Thanks to the Marcus Rashford. <Yeah.
laughs>
I don't know. He definitely has one. I mean, much.
Yeah,
that's why he's so angry, because he watches Space Jam all the time and sees Lola Rabbit and keeps looking down like, no! Nothing I can do.
rolling bin.
Oh God!
It might be both.
You need to stay away from kitchen utensils. You horny, horny man.
You really do.
I was with my mate once, and he said,
"No, no, 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 no."
He got really horny over chairs. Oh, not chairs, bacon, the smell of bacon.
Sorry, how have you gone from chairs to bacon?
I just remembered that bit's from Peep Show, but what my mate said was bacon. He gets really horny over
did
bacon.
You both fail?
It's amazing how your mind works. You can get things so wrong. But, you know, like, you don't know how the story's going to end, do you? You don't know what you're saying, what memory you're even recalling. You know,
Could be something that happened to you, a friend, a TV show. Oh, it might never have happened. Could have been a dream.
Oh, mate.
He both got the D in food in GCSE food tech and lived happily ever after.
Good laugh.
Not allowed in the kitchen at home.
I've stuck this bep on me chaise lounge.
Right, that's not bacon.
Hey guys, this is headline news. Play the jingle.
Can tell me the location, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest.
The headline is hole in the wall offering free cheddar.
Ooh. I'm going to say New Jersey from off the bat.
You've done that last week.
Oh, was it?
Then you panicked and said,
You'll be right.
Said Old Jersey. So are you going New Jersey? Are you going America?
Old Jersey.
Jersey. So you can have England then.
Yeah, okay. England.
I'll go Belgium. No, I want to go to Netherlands, actually.
Netherlands.
Holland.
And Tom.
Yeah, cheese.
Scotland.
Oh.
It's America.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. The story is, the outdoor machine had a glitch that caused it to dispense $100 bills rather than $10 bills. Word of this favourable faux pas got out quickly. The owner of the machine put out a statement riffing off the Monopoly game, saying that there was a bank error in your favour and you could collect free cash.
What?
Why would you be aware of the error and then just be sat there going, it's been like a Monopoly game, isn't it? You know, Vasco and...
I'm assuming he'll be insured by the makers of the machine.
Maybe. Not if you...
Because you can't store that much cash. And if it's a technical glitch, then it's the fault of...
Surely the insurance people are going to go, oh, yeah, you said to everyone that they could come and take the cash, though, so anything that they took, we're not taking responsibility for. Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, there might be something in that. We'd have to look at the policy itself.
Oh, very, very silly. Well,
Max told a story of a guy in Australia who could go at 1 a.m. and get... What was it, like £2,000?
He got arrested in the end, didn't he?
Oh, he'd give himself in.
Oh, did he?
These are essentially doing the same, just less.
Why would you give yourself in?
That's what I was thinking.
Guilt.
No, yeah, we all said this, yeah.
Fucking idiot.
My response.
And then he's on
house arrest.
You've technically not done anything illegal, so we can't arrest you, and then they put him under house arrest.
I fucked a pigeon.
Fine, you've got me. I thought it was bacon.
Close the chair.
There's some fella in the warehouse of Oak Furniture House now. You fucking unbelievable, they're all taking the piss out of me.
Chest of drawers.
You know, a friend of mine went out with a girl from McFurniture.
From McFurniture.
We share friends. He went out with a girl who worked at Oak Furniture House, and then they broke up, so he couldn't stand the adverts or anything. So whenever
it's Ronald McFurniture.
Whenever we wanted to piss him off, we'd go like, we're going on a knock. Oh, man. Yeah. I guess him every time, mate.
Be an added bonus if his last name was Wood. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Double whammy, do you know what I mean? I'm going to knot.
Yes, that's a bit of a bonus. You know.
Oh, the bonus hot wings, please. Bonus.
The talking point this week, it's gone by random.
Oh, wow.
Should you tell your partner everything, or is keeping some things private needed for a healthy relationship?
Oh.
But I won't tell her that I'm going for a shit when I need one. So I won't tell her. Yeah, just go, and then she gets all confused where I am. But I won't tell her anything like little small things.
Yeah.
Like I've accidentally shagged the bird up the road.
I accidentally do.
1 minute to whatever I've been at, and a rolling pin.
One thing leads to another.
Jen is so lucky.
Do you know when you say that?
Oh, wait.
My first thought is an animal bird. I believe that more than.
Got an African grey.
What are you in here for, mate?
I think so. Like, you can keep some secrets as long as it's not like devastating to the relationship.
Like what? What's the devastating?
Do you want to let a secret out now?
I don't know. I don't really have any, I don't think.
I'm quite bad for if there's something that I've done, I have to tell right. girlfriend.
Feel bad.
It weighs on my mind too much, and I've got a guilty conscience.
Oh, there's one. Like I had to kiss a girl like for a scene in a show, and I
that I wrote,
and then I did.
I did it was improv at the time. I wrote the script afterwards,
and now we kiss.
And I didn't really tell Jenna then, because I didn't think she really had to know.
But yeah.
It's the way you asked as well.
I wouldn't lie.
Yeah.
No.
It's
yeah.
more just like if something's just avoid.
If that you wouldn't say
difficult
it
conversations.
But if they brought it up, you wouldn't lie to so about
yeah,
it.
You don't have to give an example of something that's happened in real life, but what's an example of something that would be a difficult conversation and worth not saying to your partner?
I was feeding pigeons in the park and I didn't know if get off.
I saw that seed around your crotch.
Like Will can.
any of you read a script?
I'm like you, man. I mean, is there any if something feels wrong, then chances are it's wrong.
Like a lump on your testes, you know. So,
definitely. If there's no point in like making your life more complicated, because it's just it will come back. So the best way to be is kind of honest.
Yeah,
of course, all the time.
I like a stress-free life, so I just don't get involved in any.
Really? Because when you're on Wall Street, you seem to be thriving, and then you just packed it in one day. The end margin's too high. So I mean, I'm done here, boys.
I'm not even going to get my bonus this year.
So yeah, I tell my girlfriend it, but it does come at a cost, you know. Sometimes it'll be it'll give you grief for the rest of the day. But I think I like to say everything really, even if it is at the detriment of the relationship, just because it makes me feel better.
I guess, you know, I guess if so.
That's a load off my mind. Anyway, your dad's in jail after what he did.
Scott doing a dance. Can't be all bad.
At least I'm honest.
What's for dinner?
I hide the fact that I order McDonald's breakfasts from Jenna.
Yeah, that's true. I think she can see now.
Believe it or not, I was skinny. What's happened here? Oh,
I was a slim, high-flying CEO from Wall Street. Still a bad investment in a horse.
I could hear you breathing from 2 miles away, Dave.
I could imagine you find a load of receipts and say, oh, I don't want Jenna to know I've been to McDonald's. So then write on all of them, not Dave's, instead of throwing them away.
What's the
property of James Orme?
Why is it in your handwriting, Dave? Well, because someone asked me to do it for him. We were busy eating their McMuffin, weren't I?
Why does it say poetry of James Orme? I'm not it, Dave.
Poetry.
Oh, I'm not going with his words. I mean, James Orme was not going with his words.
I'm sweating now. Well done.
That'll be your diet.
Oh, mate.
We have another go over there.
Mate, we didn't get an example of something you'd hide.
I don't know. It's more like in a situation when you can choose to say something that could with either like to be defensive or to point out something. You just choose to not say it.
I would agree.
I guess,
bite
you know.
In your tongue.
Bite your tongue.
That's a good point.
Are you in a favour? In favour of gender neutral washrooms?
To toilets.
Go for it, mate. Do what you got to do.
It's fine, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by gendering the toilet doesn't mean you're going to protect it from someone going in there with, you know, naughty
matters. You didn't want to tell Devin about this.
What she doesn't know,
I use the ladies' washroom.
I think women keep the toilet nice and tidy, where men, we just like to piss on the sheets.
Speak for your fucking
pinching
self.
It off over here.
Fuck me.
Going through half a roll.
Yeah, I find while we were in the gay village the other day for Annabelle's birthday, there was gender neutral toilets. And then as per just manners dictate, if I'm at the door and someone's coming towards the door, I hold it open for them. And then they say, "This is a chemical, you're not allowed in." So
That was a nightmare. But the actual door of the bathroom, I held it open for
following someone into a one bathroom.
You can't claim manners for that. No, you fucking pest.
The actual door of the toilet, I mean, when I hold it open, the women were very polite coming past and they'll say, oh, thank you very much. But then the fellas, you know, the
you've been raised wrong, love. Bloody kip on you. I'm just a humble man.
I should really stop doing it because you end up stood there for ages, like a concierge.
You know, I always hold my phone at this angle. Like. Come towards the line.
Clean it. Jesus.
You'd make a good toilet attendant, to be fair.
You would, yeah.
Probably would.
I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
You smell nice. Yeah. Imagine your choice of fragrances would be good.
My bathroom does sort of look like one of those stands, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through a phase of getting lollipops in clubs. Oh. It made me look cool.
From the toilet
people?
All the piss in the earth.
No, just found them
on the lollipop.
Yeah. What's
I need to suck something. Looks like Cameron's got his hands busy. What's with the police and all?
Oh, that's brilliant.
What's the most
I was doing the old furniture thing, just knocking on the cable. You know, sorry.
Is your name Wood?
And I just had a feeling, I don't know if you've even said that you've probably given a lot of money at one point to a toilet attendant in error.
It wasn't error. It was because they caught me. They weren't there and I wanted a lollipop, so I just took it thinking, oh, what's that, 10p?
Yeah.
They came out of nowhere and said, you need to pay for that. And all they had was €5. Oh, I gave. No, I gave 20 quid for a drink of water once.
Oh, that's the story.
I looked at my wallet the next day and went, where's the £20 gone? Oh.
Just bought 20 quid for a water.
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, stay hydrated.
Yeah, true.
I'm sure there are circumstances where you would pay £20 for water.
But if you're on the desert.
That's it, mate.
And there was just like a card thing.
Yeah. The toilet attendant sprayed, I think it was Invictus, down my ear all the other day, and it really stung.
Is that like a cleaning product?
No, it's an aftershave. He's like a fucking toilet dog.
I mean, at least you got sprayed with Invictus and not pepper spray this time.
You don't work here.
Well, that's not good manners.
So gender neutral washroom's fine.
Yeah.
Move on.
Don't worry
about
it. I got
the tick from me.
Cam,
finally we got Dave's approval. Yeah.
Would you date someone who has dated your friend?
Depends how far back. Like if they were like in primary school when they went out,
it's
and the then
1930s.
No, right, and then later down the line, it's like nothing to them. But not someone that they really liked. Yeah. They broke up. I could never do that.
Really?
Never do that.
Tom, you've lived a romantic life back in the day. Ever dated? A friend's ex, an ex friend. An ex is a friend. What is the question?
Yeah, I believe
dated
so.
Dated someone who has dated your friend.
There we go. Was it awkward?
Not in the slightest. The other person had moved on completely. So the relationship prior between these other two people, between my ex girlfriend and this other person, was quite a, you know, they did really like each other, but the other lad, he completely moved on, was in a different place.
It wasn't a weird question, but how far did their relationship go?
Yeah, good one.
Like a full thing, full on?
I'm not sure, but I know that they had liked each other for a while beforehand, for quite some time.
See, even if they like cheated on him, your mate cheated on the girl that you ended up being with. Yeah.
Sorry, Dave, I'm not following. What?
Dave, can I give you a scenario?
Yeah.
Ormrod's dating Jenna, how do you feel?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be very happy about that. Yeah. It was one of those, I'd scratch my head about it.
But Jenna says she wants an open relationship so that she can date James Ormrod. What do you say?
Tell her.
How much would you have to be paid to have an open relationship with James Ormrod and Jenna?
Cool. I'd do it for like a million.
I want at least 10%.
As long as there's some pegging.
I'll take a leg. That's all.
You just wait until they come back holding hands and he's sat like, and then they just chuck a McMuffin in his mouth.
You used to know how to keep me sweet.
You used to enjoy yourself.
Dave, put the bayonet down. No, you got me all wrong.
No, you got me all wrong.
Man Summers, I think.
You got this good. Yeah, but we laugh now.
At least you can find the fun in
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah.
Would you, have you done that?
Have I done that?
Yeah.
No, I've never dated someone who's dated a friend, though. I think there's a question of, what were you saying before about having an easy life?
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person who takes friendship very lightly or wants to jeopardise an existing friendship with someone else. And, there would be, if a friend has gone out with someone, right, and you'd think they shared a mutual interest.
Yeah.
So you'd think that it might work out, but very rarely would the other conflicting factors that would go into making that relationship work. You know, if everyone's against you from the off, maybe, or at least one person against you, it's a niggling thought. It's
You know that it's going to be complicated.
Mm. Yeah.
You can kind of feel it.
I mean, not that I know you'd know better than me on this, bro.
Yeah, but that thing is, it didn't even come into it with that. So didn't even occur to me. So that would suggest that. Yeah. You know, you could just tell it was an easy situation. But the moment you're thinking, is this going to be a problem? It probably is.
If something feels wrong, it probably is.
What happens if, they don't go out with them yet? Like, they're not together. He just really fancies her, but she doesn't like him. She likes you. She falls some feelings on that.
What if he was a skater boy?
See you later, boy.
But she doesn't like you. She likes James Cameron.
Your friend, we'll call him Brian, and this girl that he likes, we'll call her Susie, and Brian likes Susie, but Susie doesn't like Brian, Susie likes you. And
you.
Brian's your best friend, what are you saying about that?
Oh.
So what do you do there?
If you like Susie, as in not Brian, then you just have to wait for Brian to move on to someone
else. Exactly. Lightly. Wait until the coast is clear.
Yeah. Give Suze the goose, I reckon.
Mm. Oh. Mm. And not a bruise because, you know.
No, that's very sad.
Because I think if you are a, you know, from Brian's perspective as well, if you're a good friend and Susie wants to be with you, then you wouldn't be. Sure, you'd be upset.
Exactly. I don't like Brian. No, I've said it, yeah. You know,
don't be a dick about it. Stupid Brian.
Let me get me underway, Brian.
Fucking Brian Shock.
Am I like Captain Brian?
Cock Brian.
Imagine if he talked like that. I'd do it just to piss him off if he talked like that.
You'd write a play starring just you and Susie and Justin like Brian sat in the audience.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
Scene one. No, we kiss.
It's the old play.
Go home. By the way, Brian, it's all real. Virgin.
All the boys said if he's got the child.
It's a supervillain origin story.
Brian's going to be a school shooter, isn't he? <Yeah.
laughs> Wait, this isn't the script I wrote.
Susie double crosses Dick.
She's barely in it. And what's with this solo masturbation scene?
Susie's a little bit of lipstick Dave's put on his thumb, tucked into his finger.
Screw you, Brian.
And Brian's still jealous. That should be me.
Brian's his other hand.
Susie plays a disapproving neighbour.
A whole scene where you go Mackie's on Deliveroo. And then the last scene go, ready to go again.
We move on to a wacky segment called Stephen Lies. Hit the jingle.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Cheers, Susie. this week, I'm the detective.
Ooh.
And I detect someone's lying. Do we have an item?
Yes, we do.
How exciting.
Item. I'll have to tell the folk what it is.
Oh, yeah.
The audio listeners. It's a jingly cock ring.
Yeah, it looks like a jester's hat. It's green and white. I'm not going to go into details, really. It's got bells on the end. So that's what you can hear jingling.
Mm.
Okay. So I'll start with you, Cameron. What's this hat to you?
That was a hat that I bought when I was on a rugby tour of Ireland in what must have been about 2008 or 2009.
I knew you then.
Used to be a prop.
big boy.
Well, you wore this as a prop.
Yeah. I'm more of an actor, you
see. Everyone else had scrum caps, but I didn't get enough attention on the back line. So on the stands, I was getting into the scrum. Excuse me. I'm coming through. Can't have cauliflower here.
And yeah, I just got that while I was there.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's been at my nans for the last 12 years.
So what position were you, a prop?
I used to play prop when I first started, yeah. And then lost a bit of weight. Never got any taller, really. played on the wing for a bit, but they just used to throw me the ball and get me to run a straight line, like a little cannonball.
Yeah.
Where else to play? Played hooker.
Oh, you wore stilettos and smoked fags, did you?
Yeah, that was when I got dropped from the team. I thought, Babany's money somehow. Sat there in my jingly hat when all the cars went past, and nothing else, fishnets and the hat. I think that was all the positions I played. What was the question?
Is this your hat, basically?
Yes, no, it's my hat.
So, whereabouts in Ireland did you go?
God knows, it was grey and it was miserable. Loads happened on that little trip. We were only there 3 days. A couple of the lads had fish and a couple of the lads had just chips.
Rice cake.
Yeah, rice cake. All the lads who had fish were horribly, horribly sick, and we had to get up at daft o'clock and have a rugby tournament next day. God. Not only did we finish dead last, we didn't score a single try, and we all got little participation trophies. My mum still keeps at home in that little cabinet. Maybe I'll get to see it again one day.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
Yeah, please.
I'll say it's mine.
So what was the name of the team?
LSH, the world's oldest open rugby union team.
No way.
Openly racist, by the way.
Openly easy to get into.
So, did you buy that in Ireland?
Yeah, I bought that at the little holiday camp, just souvenir.
Oh, wow.
The only other souvenirs I got are painful memories and bruises.
That's great. Okay, Dave.
Right, so this is my jester hat for when I played the jester at the school on History Day. So basically, we've done a History Day a few times. So we've done a Victorian Day, we've done a Buddha Day, we've done a Medieval Day.
Okay.
And I showed up last to like pick out the hat, who was going to be who. And I was either the prisoner, you know, the one that gets your head in that thing, like the holes.
In the stocks.
In the stocks, yeah, yeah. I could either be one of them.
And I was sick of stocks by then. I lost everything.
And as I always wanted to be a comedian, so I was like, I'll be the jester. Why not? And this is the hat I bought for the jester.
Oh.
Yeah? Yeah?
And then your dad went, I'll name the horse after that.
Oh, he said jester. yeah, and I was the jester. There was a few people, there was knights there. There was people.
Didn't
that
ask,
were,
Dave, didn't ask.
The king and
how old were you?
I would have been, it was in year five, so whatever year five was.
About 10.
Yeah, yeah. I brought it back home from when I went back down south.
Leaning more towards Cam so far.
Okay, okay.
Tom, can you steal it away from him?
I wore this hat when I was very drunk in another country and shagged a statue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shagged a statue.
So what country were you in?
I was in Romania.
Why would you bring the hat home?
It was a souvenir. We got it from, so we were there for Paddy's, and Irish bars when you're away, they're very well, I don't know, this bar was kind of stood out. There's two Irish bars in town, and it was Paddy's night, and they obviously get loads of shit over from Ireland, all the Guinness, the Jameis and everything. I was very drunk this night, and we were drinking in these two Irish bars. And I don't know, I must have just acquired the hat from, there was a big Guinness, a man in a Guinness costume that was given out. There was like novelty glasses, which I think I was wearing at one point, and hats and stuff. It was a crazy night.
Who were you there with?
Just Devon.
Oh.
It's Devon that kept the hat, because I don't really keep things, so it was been in her box of keepsake things.
And Dave did, obviously, add me in the group and said, who's bringing the object in this week? And he said, I've got a box of stuff. So that adds up.
Well, we're hoping that, maybe it's a double bluff. Yeah, I mean, either way.
Might have done you here.
You're in Slovenia. How many years ago, sorry?
Romania. Romania. So this was when I was in Delaney Heights. I can't remember. It was after we got back from the first. So 4 years.
Is there a video of you humping the statue?
There is. Well, there was, that Devin showed me. I believe it's probably on my old laptop now. But there's a statue in the centre of the old town of Vlad the Impaler, who Dracula's based on.
Yeah.
I'll show you impalement.
But I was doing an Australian accent saying, impale this, you cunt. So that happened. But it was just I don't get drunk that often.
No,
but
when you do,
we were drinking cocktails, and I just got really, really drunk to the point where I actually was just—I was just being really stupid and really giddy, and I was just dancing around in this stupid hat, just being silly, really, and just making Devin laugh and doing silly things, and so that happened.
So I'm torn between Tom and Cameron. I mean, like Tom's story is compelling, but he's trying to make it compelling, which maybe. Yeah, he's
driving off the.
He doesn't get to tell the truth very often. Cam's is probably the most believable.
Well, I'm going to change mine. I was actually good at rugby. I got the hat because I was the best rugby player I ever.
I was a hard as nails, no nonsense captain. I just happened to wear this hat.
I'm going to go with Tom. Is that your hat?
No.
Well done.
Scott. I finally won one, kind of.
Camel.
Yeah, I thought it was his. Oh my god. Hey, fair play to you. Fair play to you.
It was yours.
Oh god.
Well done.
Fuck me, Tom. Well done, Tom.
The statue of Vlad was actually behind a gate you couldn't get to.
Just for that problem.
We now move on to IMAX, which died a death. So now it's just me talking about a film that I watched this week. So I watched the film Freaky. You know what? I was intrigued by it because I don't like horrors.
No.
And the advert, or the trailer as they call it in the movie biz, that looked a little bit gimmicky, and it was that.
Oh, is it Vince Vaughn? Is it that one?
Vince Vaughn, yeah.
So
it's basically Freaky Friday, but it's a killer who kills a girl on the stroke of midnight, basically, and she becomes the killer, and the killer is now in her body. And she basically has a day, or he has a day to stab the killer, who's the girl. It's the premise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know what? It was actually pretty funny. I thought Vince Vaughn was a bit done, but then he's really
back.
Good in the film.
Love Vince Vaughn.
He was playing essentially a teenage girl, but as a guy, and he was convincing. He was good.
Yeah, it was like Jack Black in Jumanji.
Nacho Libre.
That was
do the references, mate. Okay.
Yeah, fun fact: they actually called them trailers because they used to go at the end of the film. They used to trail on from the film.
It's a little bit shit the way the killer just walks around. You know, it's just like a long stride and just moving like that, right. And he keeps letting her get away. You know, he kills everyone else at the start, easy, just stab. But then when it's the main character, suddenly, he's fumbling around and being kicked in the crotch. So it was, I thought this is going to be terrible. And it had enough comedy, enough funny bits to redeem it and go, yeah, it's worth watching.
Mm. That's Freaky. One thing I can never take, horror comedy, never take to it. I just wish it was a horror film, it just committed to premise of being scary. I think it's cheap. I think it's just such a cop out.
If you had to star in either a horror or comedy, what would it be?
Well, if I was starring in a horror film, then technically I'd be like an axe wielding murderer or something. So, do I want to be Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
In that hat.
or do I want to be LeBron James in Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
In one of them, my son is alive at the end and isn't taken away to be a sex slave. So That's a harder question than you think.
Yeah.
Kind of be a comedy film. Horror films are my favourite genre of films.
I'm not really into horror films. I find them a bit boring.
I find them scary.
Yeah, there's always something to enjoy in horror films.
I can't watch Saw.
Whether it's really bad or not.
Because all the blood.
No. Torture porn, they call it. Not for me. I can't be doing with slashes or it's just ghost films and stuff that's spooky, I like.
What made me sad and freaky was the actor who plays a nasty teacher is Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
With the Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's playing a nasty person. I don't like this.
No spoilers, please.
Yeah. Sorry.
When our heroes.
Become villains.
Yeah.
Well,
but stick around long enough.
Yeah.
live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah. Your comedy film turns into a horror film the longer you live it.
And also, it also goes on a bit. Like, it had a good end. Well, not a good ending, a nice ending. I could see what they were doing. And then films these days just seem to go, oh, we'll get another 15 minutes. It's like, oh, piss off.
Just end.
I've watched my film. That's me.
Hello, Pot. It's me, Kettle.
And there's nothing here to justify keeping going either.
That's it, though. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that.
It's the problem with IMAX. You know, I stopped enjoying it very early on and had to listen to way more of it.
Ironically, that one was Max switching bodies with this girl and he did all that.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We actually got a movie review.
Seven out of ten.
7 out of 10.
That's generous, isn't it?
And how would you rate the segment?
Probably better than usual.
8 out of 10.
Maybe.
Like you say, we got a review.
Yeah.
Learned a bit of stuff.
Not enough fart noises for me, I'm afraid. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, mate. I'll learn from
and if
the
you
mistakes.
Like, if you like, you know, talking about films, then maybe there'll be a podcast for you one day.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. But until then, we'll just put a link to all the others in the description. Now we move on to a great segment called Viewer's Most Embarrassing Stories.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
No jingle. Oh. This is worrying. So this is from Toby Bateman.
Ooh.
I once shat myself in school. It was only after did I realise that it was terrible diarrhea. How would you not realise instantly? Terrible. Oh, that's good diarrhea. That's fine. That's fine. No, I'm not about.
Treat.
3.5 hours later.
It's just a casual dump.
Look, everyone, this might be one of my best.
It was early in the morning, so I had to waddle around for the rest of the day, legs spread wide, and whenever someone questioned it, I said, oh, just stretching the old hamstrings. I was in year 10. What the fuck, Toby?
No.
So many of our stories are about probably people shitting themselves at school.
Is it a diet thing? Do people not live well?
I don't understand how many people have just shat themselves in school.
Don't get it.
And not dealt with it. Mate,
bloody
I'd go home. Yeah, I'd have to go home.
Bloody dirty.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, why would you even try and stick around and think, I can style this out?
My hamstrings.
I've got this.
You got tight hamstrings, famously. Use that.
And from that, it says that multiple people have gone, you've shit yourself. No, just my hamstrings.
Faking
cramp on the playground.
Oh, and then having to go back in the classroom and sit down in close proximity to
terrible
others.
Terrible diarrhea as well.
Oh.
Jesus, Toby.
That's a reason to go home. Even if you haven't shat yourself.
Teachers aren't going to go, no, you've only shat yourself. You
sit
stay.
Down, boy.
Oh, God.
How would you tell your teacher that, though? Miss, I accidentally farted too hard.
Yeah. Project Cameron's just had to nip out because clam was leaking. Yeah.
He called a hamstring, he says.
He's doing walking lunges in the corridor now. To try and throw people off the scent.
Yeah, that won't be.
Which isn't working.
But in the meantime, I've booked us a really good guest.
Okay. Oh, right, okay, nice one.
Oh, they're here.
Oh.
Come on in, please.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Why have you come here?
Jesus, wet. I'm actually here to promote my new male dog grooming product, Dick Wet.
What?
I also have a female range. With the slogan, my pooch has a clean cooch.
That's weird.
You're telling me the fella at PR's gonna get the sack for this?
What's the name of your male dog product?
My male I forgot.
That's not very good. What sort of pitch is this?
Dick Wet.
Sorry, biscuits.
Dick Wet.
What?
Jesus, my chest is itching.
Nothing to laugh about.
Well, some people have said it sounds like Donald Duck.
Really?
Yep.
So,
They're nasty people.
What's your name again? Sorry. I never quite got that.
Captain Fizz.
Captain Fizz.
And this is how you treat your veterans. You know how difficult it is for someone like this in Navy? Our chief petty officer for years. No one took me seriously.
Captain Fizz.
That's me, Captain Fizz. Three different accents in one time.
Have you got a song about
you? You sing.
Oh, sugar. So I am.
So Captain Fizz, when did you get into dog's crutches?
When did I go into dog's crutches? Yeah. Well, actually, it was Joe McGrath that booked me for today.
Yeah, makes sense.
He showed me the ropes, bloody dirty ropes, that's the way he cleans them. Like a towel.
He says he likes them dirty, though, doesn't he?
Well, that's what he tells me, but that's before he met me.
And you're so passionate about
clean dog's crutches. Clean dog's crutches, I'll tell thee what. Dogs lick them, they lick folk. Folk get dirty.
What I love about your story is...
my time in the Navy.
No, you're always so passionate about this, yeah, this product.
Yeah.
But to begin with, you didn't have the equipment, so you used to just do it with your mouth, didn't you?
It takes a lot for someone's voice to become like this. This is my story.
It sounds like the job of a Rottweiler, that, doesn't it?
There's only so many things a man can do when he gets sacked from Dog's Trust. I don't mean that ironically.
I don't mean that literally.
I mean, I got fired from Dog's Trust.
Oh, yeah. I lost your sack.
That's why I joined the Navy.
Why dick wet?
Well, it's a bloody good question. Thanks. I'd like to have a minute to think about, but I don't. I've only got a limited amount of time here. And then, mercifully, I'll be gone forever.
Where are you going? You don't have to rush off.
I'm going back to the ICs. Away from folk.
The ICU, more like.
Right. Anyway, dickwets, we're on.
Yeah, yeah. So, don't you think it's a bit of a controversial product?
Yeah.
Controversial.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mouthful, and you're used to that, aren't you?
Sorry, these are brand new microphones.
How much does it cost, dickwet?
However much you got, you know. You can't put a price on... clean dog genitalia.
You can put a price on it. Yeah.
Who'd buy it?
Who'd buy it? Well, surely, you know, just a wet flannel will do the same job.
Yeah. Use that then.
You found a new slogan.
I've never really thought about this. I'm just waiting for the back to Navy.
The Navy's going to take you back.
Use that then.
I'm fucking the long skull.
You've docked.
I'm fuck if you don't.
You've docked here.
You think? Think how brave I've ever been for coming to podcast with his voice. I know it sounds stupid.
I've actually read your autobiography. What I love is how...
autobiography.
Very good.
That's what it's called. Is it? Oh. Captain Fee.
Yeah. It's great how much thought you've put into the name, but not the price of your products.
No.
It makes you question a lot of things about you.
Fuck costs more than dogs.
Yeah.
But the paper can also be used as dog grooming product as well.
Look, I've seen the way you are around French bulldogs drooling. I think your product is just an excuse for being caught sucking off animals.
How do you respond to that, Captain Fizz? It's a big question with big ramifications.
How far is it to Liverpool? I could catch a steno and never be seen again.
Captain Fizz, I've seen you're not even in the Navy. It's very clear from your pictures in your autobiography that you live on a barge.
Well, I was wearing blue jeans. They're Navy.
They're not. They're bright blue.
Captain Fizz, no.
They're bright blue.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was not really Captain Fizz.
Really?
What is it? What's your real name?
Brian. Many years ago, the love of my life was taken.
What breed was it?
I'm so sorry, Brian.
I didn't realise you'd had such hardship. You should have mentioned that in the book.
It's not obvious.
You've got three chapters about the best way to work a chef.
You were so confident.
You were a chef.
If it helps, then there's probably people out there who've seen this and can find you a therapist.
I don't think anyone can help me.
You're probably right, Brian.
I agree. Yeah. That is unhelpable.
That's the first thing you've said I agree with.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, Susie, come back. I don't, blame you.
Let me translate. Woof woof.
You thought you speak your mum? Yeah.
You're getting
Papa play nasty too. Not so back. I got bite. No working dogs trust dangerous game as long as I have that lady outfit. You know, bite back. Jump with three legs hopping around that gaff. And they've all got clean assholes. I'll tell you that for free. Yeah, fuck you, then I'm off. I'm off.
Yeah, Joe wanted to have a word with you before you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something about sharing videos or a hard drive.
No, he's got a voucher, he's fine.
Oh, good.
Wept.
Fucking Navy for you, isn't it?
I don't really know what actually happened there.
I'm just...
I felt really sorry for him.
I didn't know...
Cam dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
What he done, how he got here, or who he was.
Well, we know who he was. He was Captain Fizz.
Captain Fizz.
Allegedly. Yeah. You're right, Cam.
See, stinks.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sorry,
like wet dog.
Christ a dick alive. Yeah. Now, we'll move on to Obscene Green.
Has he got the energy?
We need
something obscene. Obscene Green in.
You know what? You're actually in for a treat this week because lots of very interesting stuff has happened throughout history.
Nice.
On the 21st of July. The world's lowest ever natural temperature of -89.2 degrees Celsius was recorded at Soviet Vostok Station in Antarctica on July 21st, 1983.
Yeah.
Aside from reminding me of the frosty reception that this segment receives every week, I think I already know the answer to this question. What would be the worst place on Earth to wake up? It's during this segment. Oh, fall asleep when it starts. And you wake up and it's still not finished.
I go Guantanamo Bay.
Captain Fizz is in my face.
Welcome to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, Guantanamo Bay, just in prison. That'd be awful.
Once the Titanic has already sunk.
Once it's sunk.
Not just in the
waking
sea.
Waking up, so, oh shit.
Here comes a boat. Kisses on it.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah, that'd be annoying.
I'm guessing somewhere either Middle Eastern or, like, I don't know, maybe not North Korea.
Like in a desert.
Somewhere where, like, I've been, like, wrongly accused of being a spy. And, yeah, again, it'd be prison.
Well, I mean, this is like you'd have to fall asleep and then there'd be all this big trial and you'd be falsely accused. You'd have been asleep on
it's
the stand.
It's your question, mate. Fine, okay. Wake up. I don't know, middle of the sea.
Middle of the sea. That would be a bad one.
Right, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
During a storm or a hot day?
Doesn't matter, mate. Either way.
It's pretty fucking shit.
Could be relaxing for a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
Swear like that.
Could be on an island, you know.
Or maybe off the coast of... Maybe in the Indian Ocean, off the coast of Australia somewhere, because there's more...
Sharks.
More naughty animals.
Naughty
animals. That's a badly behaved goose.
More naughty fish.
He's in detention.
Yeah, I reckon middle of the ocean, I thought.
Yeah,
straight away.
That's good.
That would be even grim.
Dust. Or on top of the Empire State Building. Can't get down.
On top of it.
Great view, though.
Yeah, true.
Well, all you have to do is wait
for... You mean from under viewing deck?
Like on top of that spiky pole. Obviously not with your back on it. You're just tied up.
To a lesser extent, and a more realistic one, after you've missed
Widnes.
Your stop on a long bus, could end up in Widnes.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, shit, got to go all the way back.
That is good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Or, you know, Teesside, maybe.
Yeah, don't even bear thinking about
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter.
Wake up in Birmingham. That'd be pretty...
If you are listening from any of those places, we're sorry. Yeah.
Poor you. And poor you for having to live through another week of that.
Obscene.
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 Obscene Green.
What's that?
Obscene Green.
It's not wacky enough. It's Looney Cooney.
Yes.
Looney. Keep that energy going.
Looney.
Let's keep it. The 10 most unlucky ways to die.
Oh,
the 3 most unlucky ways to die.
10.
Is that?
Okay, 3. Let's get it down. Okay.
1985, New Orleans man drowned at a pool party attended by over 100 lifeguards celebrating a summer with no drownings.
No fucking
it was
chance.
It was at the end of the summer, and it was obviously to all the rec centres were like closed, and they had a big party because they had a summer with no drownings, and when they were cleaning away at the end, they found a body in the pool.
Jesus.
Yeah. A Thai woman accidentally slipped on mud, grabbed a live wire, and was electrocuted to death. The same day, her sister was showing her neighbour how it happened, slipped in mud, grabbed the same wire, and was also electrocuted to death.
You'll never guess what our sister did. Silly bitch.
This one's terrible. After a plane crash landed in San Francisco, a 16-year-old girl who survived was killed after being run over by a rescue truck.
Oh, that's just sad.
Absolutely horrendous. Yeah,
that's just unfortunate.
Three people died inside a flight simulator when a plane crashed into it.
Yeah. Stop it!
A real plane crashed into
it. That's like Final Destination.
Yeah, it was at the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, and in Arkansas, and a flight was taken off, and the engine failed, and it went into the place. And
oh my god!
Yeah,
Raquel.
Last one: a Brazilian bloke died in bed next to his wife when a cow fell through the roof.
I'd been in bed with your cow.
Your sister's out.
It somehow got on top of the corrugated iron roof, and a ton and a half cow fell on João Mario de Souza while he was asleep. I'm really sorry.
Wife's been milking it ever since.
Yay! I'm so sorry. They were all really sad because people died. But, you can be hilarious in death.
If you've been killed by a cow, please don't take offence.
Well, they say, like, comedy's the next tragedy.
Yeah.
Or tragedy is when you do it.
Comedy is tragedy plus time.
Comedy is tragedy plus time. That's the one.
It's now time for the final question. It's the final question. You don't make any money for a year or a screenshot of everything you've... So, every time you've came, whatever was on the screen, if you've watched the video, is posted. Maybe you've had a crazy wank to Ground Force.
Yeah.
That's there. Maybe by accident, you looked at the Stephen Tries podcast. That's out there now.
It's just one minute. It's just people will be like, I don't want that.
What are they going to say, Tom?
Don't know. It's just one. It shouldn't be as embarrassing as it is, I guess.
What have you been watching? Just everything's Paul chuckled.
It's like that cartoon stuff, but it's cartoon Chuckle Brothers. Just fuck.
The animator is talented.
To me, to you.
Earning no money for a whole year.
Yeah.
I'd go for the porn one, I think.
Yeah. It's just funny because you didn't earn any money last year.
And you keep sending me screenshots.
I mean, all the money I earned last year was spent pretty much straight away.
On porn.
Because it wasn't considerable. Yeah. So I'd go for that one.
Would you class earning money? Would you class claiming...
I think there's a way around
universal credit as earning money. I would not. So I'll take a year... on the welfare.
You don't get any money
in private.
No.
Okay.
Getting up early for CBeebies. Fuckle vision's on. No one can see what I'm doing.
Cuckle vision.
Or if I'm not Captain Fizz.
I'm going to sit this one out, Benny.
What about you, Stephen? You've got an online... I mean, we all have an online presence to a certain extent. Not compared to yours. Would you be happy for that to be out there?
Savings. I don't watch anything that outrageous, to be fair. I don't think there's anything bad.
Put it to the public, let them be the judge.
Yeah.
Just the amount of them that would be embarrassing. Yeah. So, Dave, what are you doing?
I'm going with porn on thingy because I need to see my name.
Is there anything embarrassing there?
No, I don't think so. Apart from chicken porn.
That's nothing, Dave.
Well, that was every birthday.
You've just been watching chickens, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, they are naked, though.
Yeah, not free range, not that shit.
Pluckle vision because they've got feathers. Yeah.
There we go.
Cluckle vision, there it was.
Cluckle vision.
Either way, you're staring at cocks.
That is a great way.
That's why you're on the mix.
Yes. Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Cameron Green.
Hello, people.
David Rees.
and Tom Looney. Hey, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.